And then she worked for Strobe Talbot. Remember him? Does the name Strobe Talbot ring a bell to you? Longtime wobbly left-wing fanatic. Okay. Worked for Bush. Principal Deputy Foreign Policy Advisor to Vice President Dick Cheney. Ambassador, he was Ambassador to NATO. Now she works for Barack Obama. Wait, it gets better. Who was her father? Newland is the daughter of Yale bioethics and medicine professor Sherwin B. Newland, the family's original surname being Noodleman. Now, if you know anything about bioethics and medicine professors, you understand how loaded that statement is. Go research what these bioethics and medicine professors espouse, wherever they may be located, and you will come to understand why Victoria Nuland's speech sounded the way it did. She is married to historian Robert Kagan. That's an interesting name, Kagan. She speaks Russian, French, and some Chinese. Well, good for her. Good for her. I'm sure she looks great at these diplomatic parties when Mrs. Ketchup is there. I'm sure she fits right in with the ketchup crowd. Spokesperson for the United States Department of State. That's the country that we are living in. Welcome to the savage nation. You know, but you compare a thing like this, it's all a joke until you start hearing nuclear weapons are involved. You know, you say, it's all nonsense. We've heard it all before. Nothing will happen. That's one way to look at it and go about your business. It's probably the sanest thing to do. Nothing's going to happen. It's all a joke. That's the cynical view of the man in the street who thinks he's smarter than everybody. Who cares? Just go about your business. Nothing will come of it. It's all nonsense. Blah, 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 blah. The wise New Yorker knows everything about everything. It's nothing. Are you kidding? It's nothing. Are you kidding? They're all correct. Come on. I grew up with this attitude. I grew up with it. Now, take a look at politics in New York City today. Yesterday, they busted a bunch of corrupt bums. Now, they busted another one in an alleged adult daycare bribe scam. I could not believe this story. Assemblyman Eric Stevenson was smeared for you got to read this story to believe it in the New York Post. Feds charged Bronx Assemblyman Stevenson, four others, a new bribe scheme. And who are these? What were they trying to do? Well, I'm sorry to tell you that the people who were bribing him were pseudo-religious individuals. They were a member of a Jewish organization known as the Satmar Hasids, I believe. The ones with the fur hats, with the payas on the side, you know, holier than thou. Apparently, they have a good business running with adult daycare centers in the Bronx and Westchester County. And these holy men paid off the Bronx Democrat for various favors, including, you're never going to believe this, including blocking the construction of competitive adult daycare centers so they'd have a monopoly on it. Yes, Igor Belyansky, Rostislav Slava Belyansky, Igor Silverman, and David Binman were also identified in a 5-count criminal complaint filed by Manhattan federal prosecutors. I'm sure we'll hear the usual complaints about why they were picked on, and we know what to expect. We've heard it before. They gave him such little money. It's shocking what you can get for money in New York, by the way. Next to nothing to do this. They could buy a congressman. They could buy a state senator for next to nothing. It's astounding what the corruption, the level that I've been talking about Tammany Hall, right, for days now, that New York Tammany Hall. It's no different today than it was then. New York City, New York State, your city, your state, you think it's any different anywhere? And yet we have one guy, this Bahara, who's going after them. This guy's really good. This federal prosecutor, I believe he is. So they bribed this assemblyman, Eric Stevenson, to enact a moratorium on the building of adult daycare centers to give these guys a local monopoly. Can you believe this? Can you believe it? So Bahara, the prosecutor, says, how many other bills and government actions are rooted in dirty, greased palm payouts? Bahara says, given the allegations in today's case, how many other pending bills were born of bribery? And worse, how many past bills were born of bribery? How much of the work, he asks, of New York City and New York State is tarnished by tawdry graft, he asked. This guy is really good. We need him in the White House. We need him in San Francisco to find out what all of the people who lined up to give Obama donations tonight expect to get out of it. They didn't go there for the food, did they? You don't think they went to the Getty's house for the food, do you? But you'd never read any such allegations in the San Francisco tabloids because it's a hands-off subject. Unbelievable to me. But to see what they're trying to do here. And by the way, adult daycare center. Under itself, you know, you hear the word adult daycare center, you know it's a scam. It's right out of The Sopranos. If The Sopranos on HBO was still running, this is a perfect Sopranos segment about a bunch of gonoffs pretending to be holy men who were involved up to their noses in corruption and graft and false bidding. It's unbelievable to me. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I'm Kevin Nida, president of the California State Firefighters Association. Each year, firefighters across California see the devastating effects of CO poisoning. Yet prevention is quick and easy. Install a carbon monoxide alarm in your home. It's the only safe way to detect the silent killer. It's the law. Protect your family. Install a CO alarm today. For more information, visit casafehomes.org. Brought to you by the California State Firefighters Association, California Safe Homes Coalition, and Kidde Safety Products.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
KSFO traffic. Well, we're going to head out to the Benicia area right now. 680 northbound at North Bayshore Road. It's a two-car accident there. One car is facing sideways, and that's blocking all lanes. Traffic getting backed up across the Benicia Bridge there. Solano County near Davis, eastbound 80 at Highway 113 northbound. It's a three-car accident partially blocking the left lane and the center divide. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
My bond with California centers on family. We've laughed and loved here, and we've worked hard together, too. As I look back, my memories play out with this state as the stage.
California bonds give you the chance to invest at home, to strengthen the state for future generations. Now you have a chance to be part of this legacy by investing in our state, which is issuing about $2 billion of tax-exempt bonds. During an early order period, you'll have first pick of bonds and available maturities before the large institutions, and you won't have to pay an upfront sales commission. Visit buycaliforniabonds.com or contact your broker today because this special pre-sale ends April 10th.
My bond with California means my family will continue to create memories together long into the future.
Visit buycaliforniabonds.com.
This ad is provided by the California State Treasurer's Office. This ad is not an offer to sell nor a solicitation of an offer to buy bonds. Bonds may only be purchased through a broker and an official statement.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
The all-new Callaway Razor Fit Extreme has arrived at Golfsmith. It has adjustable loft and face angle, plus movable weights to control your shot shape. So to dial it into your swing, you deserve the full Golfsmith custom fit experience. For over 45 years, Golfsmith has been dedicated to helping golfers find the right gear and their best game. Trade up today and get 50% more for your trade-in towards your new adjustable Callaway Razor Fit Extreme. Only at Golfsmith.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
It's a Savage Nation. We're open for business. War, from the ridiculous to the sublime. Phone number 855-407-2282. It's open mic to mic Friday. Play the harder they come, the harder they fall. Because I actually was going to open with a story about a hedge funder who was arrested in New York City. Play it louder, will you, please? I can't hear it. I like it loud. They're asleep all over America. Friday's a drag anyway. Most people are not listening to the radio by now. They went to the meatpacking district already. They're on the way. They smoked a doobie. They got their hair gelled. They're going out for a sandwich. I turn it off. I don't even want to hear it anymore. I got a migraine. I want to go back to disability horror stories because I touched on a raw nerve being the talk show host with the most, let's say, accurate stethoscope in the history of talk radio. I knew that when I talked with you about the 14 million people on disability, it would set off a shockwave across America, and it did. And yesterday I asked you to call the show with disability racket horror stories, meaning if you know a friend, a neighbor, a coworker, a family member, or even a child, the sacred children in America, how many of them are on disability? You know that if a kid's stupid and can't learn, that's considered disabled now in Obama's America? They get a crazy check for $1,000 a month just for being a dummy. You heard me. In fact, many people have children now just to pull checks. The more disabled children they have, they can make $1,000 a month on each child, and they teach them not to learn too quickly. You didn't know that. A quick primer, the Supplemental Security Income Program, which was never created for this, by the way. It was begun back in FDR's time for people who genuinely were hurt on the job, genuinely injured, falling off a building, breaking a back. It was never meant to be a welfare program. It was never meant for that. Now they have people who are having children simply to pull a check so the family gets extra income. And what I want to tell you is this, and this is the most important part. I know many of you want to continue to rat out your, we're not asking for names. We're not an investigative agency. We don't have any in America that would do anything about this because the government is behind the number of people on disability because it takes them off the unemployment rolls except for the children. So let me give you some numbers. There are 12 million working Americans who are on unemployed, right? And the unemployment rate is, well, allegedly 7.7%. But what you don't know, because your newspapers won't tell you, is that there are 14 million people not working who've been pushed into the role known as disability. So if you were to add the 14 million to the 12 million, you'd have 26 million unemployed. You'd have an effective unemployment rate of 17%. Put that into your pipe and smoke it. If you have a disability racket horror story, a friend, a neighbor, a coworker, a family member that's been eating you alive because you're honest and they're not, and you want to just talk about it without giving up their name, The phone number is 855-497-2822. Or do you fear an attack from Kim Jong-un? Kim Jong-un. I don't know what this guy's problem is. This guy really has issues with the father and the grandfather. What I'm afraid of, truthfully, with Kim Jong-un is that while the grandfather and the father were certifiable nuts, this one is so insecure he's just liable to launch a missile at Japan or Guam to prove that he's really not nothing. Let's hope he's a clown. But, you know, I don't know. Where's our government? Not one word out of our government. Who's our defense secretary? What's his name? Bagel? Chuck Bagel? This guy is really something. Remember this one? This is some defense secretary. Mumbled something. I never heard anything like it. No CIA director, no FBI. I don't know where they are. Where is everybody? Is everybody on drugs and on vacation? Where are they? North Korea threatens war, and there's not a comment from the government. I'm just getting warmed up. It's a Friday night. To me, it's the last word in talk radio. I'm making it count. That's all. I'm making it count. So let's hope that Kim Jong-un is just a blowhard, and nothing will come of it. But I'm worried. I'll tell you why I'm worried. I'm worried for three reasons. One, because he's unpredictable. Two, because we have weaklings at the top of every department. We have people who don't seem to know what's going on. Janet Napolitano has let the border open and tells us the border is more secure than ever. And while McCain is there with five other doofus senators, a Mexican jumps over the wall in front of a senator. You hear this? The most secure border in history. Wherever you turn, incompetence. So I talk about this, the disability fraud racket. It's unbelievable to me how they permit 14 million people to be on disability rolls in order to lower the unemployment stats for Obama and in order to get them off the welfare of the states. So the states want the deadbeats off their rolls, and Obama wants the deadbeats off the unemployment roll. So you, the schmuck, is paying $260 billion a year for fakers on disability. That's all. $260 billion. Now, that's a lot of money. $260 billion is about 50% of the entire national security budget. There are 14 million scam artists in this system. Now, let's say out of the 14 million on it, what percentage are actually disabled and really can't work? I don't know. No one's done the data. But this was not created as a welfare program. This was created by FDR to take care of anybody who's truly, truly, you know, I mean wrecked, car wreck, fall off a scaffold as a carpenter. We're talking about that. That's what it was set up for, so people didn't wind up in the gutter. But as you know, the first key pieces of the safety net were created in the 1930s under the socialist president Franklin Roosevelt. The first federal disability program was created in the 50s. A few years later, Lyndon Big Shoe Johnson pushed to expand the federal safety net further with the so-called Great Society, which was the welfare state. And then you're not going to want to hear this. You're not going to want to hear this. Well, what happened next is history, and it's pretty sad history. Clinton pushed people off welfare, told them to get jobs, and the incentive seemed to be working. The welfare rolls shrank, but not everyone who left welfare went to work, you see. I don't know. What could I tell you? Nothing changes. Just gets worse. Nothing really changes. It just gets worse. So you want to call it? I got the callers in on the bipolar disability. Bipolar, the biggest racket in the world. Bipolar. Don't you love it? She's bipolar. My wife's bipolar. My son's bipolar. What's bipolar? What does that actually mean? Tell me what bipolar means. It's an actual illness that was invented in my lifetime. Bipolar. Here's your medication. Here's your disability check. Come back in 2 weeks. What do you mean bipolar? I don't know a person in the world who's not bipolar. What does it mean? It's called, everyone has their ups and downs. Oh, you have ups and downs. You must be bipolar. You mean the doctor, the lunatic himself, is not bipolar? Behind the curtain, the lunatic who declared you to be bipolar. He's not bipolar. He's a flatline. How many times have I told you I'm a man who actually lives on the water? I watch four tides a day. And I'm explaining something to you. It's very important you hear this, so you can stand up to your psychiatrist. There are four lunar tides every day, two highs and two lows. What does that tell you? It means that you as a human being probably have at least four emotional swings a day. You go up, you come down. You go up, you come down. Because you are a biomechanical organism. You are subject to the same fluid motions of the universe as every other living being on the planet. Only the psychiatric or medical establishment is so devious that they've declared humanity to be an illness. First, they said that childbirth was a disease. We've heard the story of, in the ancient times, a woman would deliver a baby in Asia in a rice paddy, give it a wipe, wrap it up, put it on her back, and go back to picking rice. We said, that can't be, but it was true. Then in America, they figured, how can we make money if a woman can deliver a baby on her own in a house? Let's see if I can figure this out. I got it. Let's declare childbearing to be an illness. So we'll treat every stage of it with another drug. And then let's consider the delivery itself an actual illness that requires surgery so we can make even more money. And you wonder why the medical system is out of control. Well, anyway, that's one man's opinion. Of course I'm right. You can't even debate me. I'm 100% right. There's no point in calling me. I'm 100% right on these things. No one can prove me wrong. Nobody. So don't even try. So all I'm doing here is talking about war, state of war with South Korea, and the disability racket. That's all. You fear that Kim Jong-un will actually do anything? I better take a quick caller before you think I'm just talking to myself here and I have no calls. You know, I'm not playing Mantovani music for you. I'm talking here. Look, it's a crazy night. I mean, I'll be here for you, you know, as the roof is falling in, as Kim Jong-un wipes away the fog off his glasses. What if he strikes Guam or Japan? What is our defense secretary going to do? He's going to consult the manual on what to do?
Savage.
Michael Savage here. You know, Hurricane Sandy was a tragic event for many people on the East Coast. I'm from New York City, so I totally feel for everyone out there. I even know what they're thinking. They're thinking, God, I wish I had been better prepared. Listen, people, don't wait till disaster strikes. Okay? Do what I do and prepare with WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Thanks for coming into the bank, Mr. Jones. I prepared an estimate of our fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage.
What? $6,000? That's a lot of money.
Thanks for coming into the bank, Mr. Jones. I prepared an estimate. Thanks for coming into the bank, Mr. Jones. I prepared an estimate of our fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage.
What? $6,000? That's a lot of money.
Yes, but think about how lucky you are to get a mortgage from a big bank that's been around 150 years.
Don't pay your bank thousands of dollars in fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage. Call Cash Call at 866-590-CASH. Get a 2.625% rate and APR fixed for 15 years with no fees and no closing costs of any kind without raising your loan balance. Don't be a dummy. Save your money. Make the Cash Call now to 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH or go to cashcall.com. Call 866-590-CASH. Cash Call Inc. Equal Housing Lender. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law, License Number 603-8780, NMLS Number 38512.
I used to pay exterminators to spray my house with toxic chemicals every month. When Chloe was born, I knew there just had to be a better way.
There is. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers revolutionary methods of pest control. This is the season when ants, spiders, other bugs, and rodents are trying to get into your home. So call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. Planet Orange will customize a pest pest control program for your family using botanical solutions to common pest problems with free service calls between treatments if needed and peace of mind at no extra charge. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of mint.
Mark, our Planet Orange pest expert, checks in with us every time they come out to treat the property. He's really a tenant.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Managing your own business takes a number of essential apps.
I think I have every one of them.
One is all you need.
Yeah, the contact managing one, the project tracking one, the work sharing one, and the client billing one.
No, just the all-in-one.
Which one?
Sage One, the simple web app that puts it all together for business.
That one.
The only one.
How do I get one?
Visit sagetoday.com for your 30-day free trial of Sage One.
Nice one.
That's sagetoday.com.
Monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-888-987-3232.
Listening to an encore segment of The Savage Nation.
Jumping with my boy, see it in the city. Jumping with my boy, see
boy,
it in
Mike
the city.
In the city. Jumping with my boy, Mike in the city. Let it roll.
All night getting witty. We want you to spin the sounds by the witty. From down in the land that's real, real pretty. Make everything go real crazy over Jay-Z. Make everything go real crazy over Jay-Z. Play anything cool for me and my baby. We don't want to think we're listening.
What a difference.
It's got to be Prince.
Right, just want to hear till the horn.
The dial is all set right close to 80. Let her roll.
Let her roll. Okay, welcome to the Savage Nation. Who plays a saxophone like that today? I'm sorry, who does? I mean, I hate to sound like, you know, one of those old guys on the boardwalk with the pants legs rolled up with the varicose veins, and I'm not, but I don't know who plays a saxophone like that today. Nobody. I remember being a kid hearing this. It so took me out of my Queens world, my little green carpeted world of green carpeted security, as I wrote in my journal. Couldn't wait to get over the bridge, go down to the village and experience what I thought was the real, you know, exciting life. Little did I know that I expected I'd spend the next 30 years trying to get back to the green carpeted world of middle class security. All the hipsters running around, they don't have a pot to you-know-what in. They're walking around like they're Mr. and Mrs. Cool. They don't have a dime in their pockets, but they're cooler than you are. And what do they want to do? The minute they have a child, where do you think they're going to move? They'll move where their parents were living their whole life, but they won't be able to afford it. It's just the way of all flesh. That's all. It's a cycle. Thank God there's no war, no famine, no disease, nothing. The only problem facing America right now is the size of sodas that people are consuming, cigarettes that they may be smoking, and that there's no gay marriage. Those are the only real social problems that the government deems to be worthy of our... literally, it's a war. It's a literal war that's being conducted by the government to make sure that soda is not slurped, cigarettes are not smoked, and that Harry can marry Barry. That's the most important thing. These are the top issues in the world today. Meanwhile, Kim Jong-un declared war. And how's our military faring under Obama? Now, remember, Obama has a goal to denuke the country, to destroy the military as fast as he can. That's why he put in these two wonderful men. Hagel the Bagel was put in to continue the work of Mr. Pancetta, who went back to Monterey after he did a very fine job of decimating the military. The next one came in to continue Obama's university agenda to destroy the military. Here's a story for you. Here's our, how's our military doing. Marines test women for infantry roles. The commandant of the Marine Corps, General J.F. Amos, has said he's confident that women can begin joining some combat jobs, including in tank and artillery units by next year. But with infantry, the foot soldiers, who since ancient times have been called upon to march across hills and deserts, carry heavy weight and bear the brunt of fighting and death, the Marine Corps is proceeding with much caution. See, although we know that women fly, we see how well they fly, and they do fly well, apparently the women they put into the training in the actual combat on the ground, they dropped out. I'm not celebrating it. I mean, women can be mean. It doesn't mean that they're as tough as men. Yes, wives with knives, Jody Arias, of course they could be mean. But they're not U.S. Marines. Last fall, for example, the first two female volunteers failed to complete the course. We're talking the infantry. This is the social engineering under Obama and the girls, the type. We come back from the bowling lane with the girls. And anyway, one, a distance runner, was dropped on the first day known as the combat endurance test. The second broad, the second woman, a soccer player, endured for over a week in training before instructors pulled her out because of a stress fracture in a foot. Both are now training for non-infantry jobs. In Quantico, where Marines are trained, concerns run deep among staff members that pressure to accommodate women will lead to a softening of the Marine Corps' tough standards. Of course they will. What do you think Obama wants? Of course they want the softening of the Marine Corps' tough standards. How else are you going to have a French military in one administration? Yeah, that's it. He's got only a few more years left to destroy the Marine Corps. So there we are. There we are. Now, by the way, women do make great pilots, so combat pilots. I've known this for a long period of time. And I'm not against women in the military at all. But let's be realistic. They're not foot warriors. They're not foot warriors. Okay, it's not ancient Greece. It's not ancient Greece. That's how we're doing. That's our military with Kim Jong-un declaring war on South Korea. What else is in the news? Who knows? Marines test women. I can't keep up with the news. This war thing bothers me. I actually take the lunatic seriously. The Pope, I don't know. He says respond to evil with good. How'd that work out in World War II? The Pope says respond to evil with good for Good Friday. Oh, that's nice to say. That's like teaching a child don't hit back. How does that work out for them if they're punched in the nose? Their clothing is stripped off their body and they're thrown on the third rail. Does that work out for them? How'd that work out for the Jews who were taught not to fight back in World War II, as they were stripped naked with their wives and children and thrown into ovens or into shooting chambers? What helped them? Nothing. The only Jews who survived were those who went into the underground and killed Germans. A few of them survived. See, Israelis learned not to respond to evil with good. They learned to respond to evil with more evil. That's why they're still in Israel. But if you listen to the lunatics in the administration, they like Israel to give up half its land so it can disappear altogether, so Obama's omelet can be completed. See, old Karl Marx was the man who said, if you want to make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs. So if you want to destroy the military, you got to break a few eggs. If you want to make America incapable of defending itself, what you do is you decimate the nuclear arsenal. If you want to, you see how it works? It's too late on a Friday night, I realize, for most of you. But the Korean troops are the toughest in the world, allegedly, according to what I've heard from people in the military. I've heard this since the 1950s. And I mean both the, well, it used to be the South Korean troops were amongst the tough. And this is no denigration to our men, who are pretty damn tough. Remember the story of the Korean War and the battle out of the Cochin Reservoir. It's not like I was there, but I study these things. I'm an amateur student of military history, where 30,000 Marines had to fight their way out against 300,000 North Koreans and Chinese. 15,000 men were either killed or injured, our men, but they got out. They were able to escape out to the coast and escape down to a safe haven. They were fighting in 30, 40 degree below weather. Can you think any men could do that today? Can you think that we have men who could sleep in the snow, whether it be in Korea or whether it be in the Battle of the Bulge where they were given summer uniforms and they had to sleep in the snow? I mean, these were hardened farm boys, American farm boys, tough city kids, you know, from the toughest of environments. The others died. They just died from exposure. Do you think this country with meatpacking districts open till 5 in the morning, do you think we can survive a war like this? No, it's impossible. Impossible. It can't happen. We don't have it anymore. So the only thing we do have is advanced technology, the B-2 bomber, nuclear weapons. That's exactly what Obama is now targeting, the B-2 bomber and the nuclear weapons. Did I tell you too much? Do you fear Kim Jong-un is going to do something? I do. And I'll tell you why, because he's an insecure nut. He wants to prove he's not just an insecure nut. He wants to prove he's tougher than his father. He knows the world's laughing at him. I mean, why would you underestimate this guy? The North Korean troops are as hard as steel. They could live on a handful of rice, and they could eat snow and drink snow. They could attack South Korea naked with a bayonet in their teeth. Why would you assume they're not going to attack South Korea? Now, South Korea still has a very tough military, but not quite what the ROK troops were a number of years back, or shall I say decades back. Because, like all other advanced nations, South Korea has moved into the modern world. And with the modern world came modern lifestyles, including the meatpacking district. They have their own meatpacking districts. You know, dancing till 5 in the morning, not working as hard. The entire decadence of the West. But North Korea, they're not into decadence. No. So I say, don't dismiss this guy. It's not like I hope I'm right or wrong. It has nothing to do with yours truly. Nothing. It doesn't matter whether I'm right, wrong. I'm telling you, it's a talk show. That's all you're listening to. An American talk show called The Savage Nation. I'm not a revolutionary. I'm not a journalist. I'm merely a commentator. This is talk radio. You know what talk radio is? Do you actually know what talk radio is, people of The Savage Nation? Talk radio is actually news talk. Yes, of course, you can talk about other things. But the only way people are really interested in is news talk, because they can't talk to NBC or CBS. They can't talk to Fox News. They can talk on radio. They can pick up and call. They can't get a letter to the editor anymore. The only people who blog are those who are cowards, cyber bullies. They sit in pajamas, drooling on themselves, sending out hate mail, thinking someone's reading it. But the fact of the matter is, talk shows is a place you can call. So the phone number's for you, 855-400-7282. This is Michael Savage with the last word in talk radio. It's good to be on the radio. It's good to live through interesting times. But I'm telling you, this is not something to laugh at. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352. Try Seroderm risk-free. Call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-828-8995. That's 1-800-828-8995. 1-800-828-8995. Or go to web.com/radio.
Okay, as the code traffic gets off to the Benicia area, we go northbound 680 just north of Bayshore. We did have an accident there blocking both lanes. CHP telling us that roadway is open, but traffic should be getting cleared up. It was halfway across the Benicia Bridge there. Also in the East Bay, 580 eastbound at North
Livermore. Hi there, I'm Renee Richardson, and I'm here to...
There was a stalled pickup in the fifth lane from the left. Traffic on eastbound 580 is slow from 680, continues to Greenville Road. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi there, I'm Renee Richardson, and I'm here to take a moment to tell you about a really good experience I just had. We're doing a bit of remodeling, and one of the things on the list was the bathroom. Total redo. Now, the hubby is handy and all. He's a carpenter. But one thing he's not fond of, painting. So we called the pros, CertaPro Painters. From the moment we made the call, we were taken care of. Prompt callback, easy appointment time, thorough consultation, and most of all, a true professional who took the time to listen to what I wanted. Tim at CertaPro Painters may have sided with my husband on the color choice, but he was very good at explaining why the choice would work for us. It's a very personal thing. It's your home. It's your style. And you're going to have to look at it every day. You should have your painting done right. CertaPro Painters did it right for us. They're neat, professional, and courteous. Call them up and see for yourself. 1-800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C. Oh, and if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff to work with you. It's very reassuring. Check out the website, CertaPro.com. That's CertaPro.com. I think you'll be as impressed as I am. CertaPro Painters, because painting is personal.
Hi, I'm Mike Amatori, and when they told me that Danmer Custom Shutters was coming back on the air, I said, let me do the commercial, because I've been a customer of Danmer for 16 years, and I wouldn't have anything else. You already know that the right shutters will increase the value of your home, but did you know that tangled blinds and dusty drapes are actually costing you money in your home energy bill? You can now get a tax credit of up to $500 on Danmer's American-made shutters. Plus, you'll save 25% during their spring makeover sale while actually reducing your home energy bills. Danmer can build your shutters in as little as 3 days from measure. And delivery and installation are always free. Call 800-378-5599. Danmer, they're your local source for shutters at 800-378-5599. Get your $500 federal tax credit plus 25% off during their spring sale. Going on now. Call 800-378-5599. Or go to Danmer.com. License number 574304.
Now is a great time to be shopping for a used car. Larry Gamash from Carfax.
Get an inspection and shop at a Carfax Advantage dealer. They'll give you a free Carfax report.
See accidents and service records reported to Carfax, plus a price based on the car's history. Just say, show me the Carfax.
Swedish massage, facials, yoga, acupuncture. Choose your own way to relax at Body Techniques. Nail me time for half off with SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack. Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Who knows, you know, so if you care to chime in on that one, we're also talking about the 14 million people on the disability racket, which is a boon for the states that are pushing them off unemployment rolls and welfare rolls, pushing them onto federal disability. And it's a boon to Obama, who can claim that we only have 11 or 12 million unemployed instead of 26 million or 25 million, which is what the number really is. And then, you know, you might wake up to the fact the economy's in trouble. Yeah, I mean, when you read on the top that crooks are making billions of dollars in the so-called hedge fund business, and then you see that these people on the bottom are stealing $700 to $1,000 a month on the racket, you say, what's the big deal? What's the big deal if they steal $1,000 a month, they're poor? Well, all right, what the big deal is, it adds up. $1,000 a month for 11, 14 million people is to the tune of $250 billion a year. That's the big deal. So you see, it starts with the liberals saying, oh, well, you know, work the system. Work the system, Mrs. Smith. I remember the 70s in this country, what they used to do. They give a wink and a nod. Let me help you work the system. So now you have the disability racket, $260 billion a year. And it's because the Democrats have two constituencies working together, those who get checks from the government and those who write checks and distribute the checks from the government. And the more people pushed onto government programs, the more government workers are needed in the programs. So the government workers have an incentive to bring in more recipients because it creates more government jobs. And they all vote for Obama and the corrupt Democrat machine. That's how it works. You can only blame Nixon and Bush so far, you know what I'm saying? You have to understand that the Democrat welfare socialist machine is destroying the country in a way you'll never understand it until it's too late. But it's talking to myself here. Those who know will always know, those who don't will never. I wrote that when I was 18. Those who know will always know, those who don't will never. I thought that was brilliant. It's true. It approached something great, but it takes a little bit of knowledge to understand what I'm saying. 14 million Americans don't work due to disability, and the number is growing. The things they come up with for illnesses. The kid's dumb and stupid. He has a learning disorder already. That's 700 to 1,000 a month. You have five of them in a house, you never have to work. Think of that paycheck, right? Free medical, free eyeglass, free prescription, free legal if you say a word to them. Right? I mean, what more do you need? What more? Then you got the lawyers. The lawyers are behind it all. They destroyed America. Not every lawyer. Not every lawyer, but these lawyers. The class action lawyers should be deported to Iran, in my opinion. Anyone in the class action legal business should be deported to Iran on a C-47 and never allowed back in the country for what they've done to this country. So there it is. 855-407-282. Okay, let's go to the callers. Ron on WWIQ in Philadelphia. Love the name of the station. Ron, what's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, how you doing, man? Great to get on your show, man. We were talking yesterday about the number of people on the Social Security disability, and then you came up to this today and you started talking about the bipolar. I was a 20-year heroin addict. I'm in a rehab. And the doctor comes up and he says, "Well, you're obviously a drug addict and you're bipolar and you're cross addicted." And I would say, "Well, wait a minute, what's bipolar? He's in the depression stage." And I'm like, "Yeah, doc, I've been doing heroin for 2 decades. Yeah, I bet I am depressed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, my life's in the toilet for 20 years now, and man, I'm depressed. Are you kidding me? This is news."
Right. He figured it out. But what's your issue? Is that he invented a thing called bipolar? You don't think it's real?
I mean, what a racket. And then they say, "Oh, you're cross addicted." You know, well, cross addiction, what they say is, okay, well, you're addicted to a heroin substance, and you're also cross addicted with alcohol. I said, "That I'm addicted to anything that takes me out of who I am." I mean,
oh, that's funny. I mean, it's not funny. It's sad, but it's true. You know, I had a friend who died a number of years ago. I lost touch with him in the last 10 years of his life and mine. I knew him from the age like 17, 18 till 20 years. He was a heroin addict, but nobody knew it. He was a functional, middle-class heroin addict. The guy used heroin. Nobody knew it. And he played tennis. And I used to say to him, we'll call him Sam. I say, "Sam, you're on junk. How could you play tennis?" He said, "Just to prove that I could play tennis while I'm stoned." I mean, he had that kind of attitude. He was really a great guy. I loved him. But the point is that not everybody uses drugs as a criminal, number one, and not everybody uses drugs as evil, and not everybody uses drugs as sick, incidentally.
Yeah. I mean, I did the same thing, doctor. I played tennis. I went swimming. I was like nobody,
My approach to it is to just suffer. My attitude is to suffer through life. In other words, I know life is horrible. And what you do is you just suffer every day, long day's journey into night, and just assume it's going to be bad all day long, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, memories. It doesn't matter. It's all going to torment you. Bad dreams. But you could actually if you become a modern sage, you can still have all of that and detach yourself from it. You don't need medication. I'm serious. You know, if I ever did therapy for people who are addicted, I would teach them you're always going to feel bad. You're never going to feel good. But you got to learn how to detach yourself from those feelings. In other words, let them fly by like black clouds in your head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, and the doctor, like, basically was telling me, like, you know, okay, well, you have all these problems and and you can see, I mean, now that you...
Well, look, so today are you still chasing?
I've been clean now for about 7 years,
And what? So you're addicted to talk radio now, right?
Yeah, doctor, I talked to you about 2 years ago, going across Interstate 80 because I'm a tractor trailer driver, and I've been hooked on you ever since, man. I can't get enough of you. I really can't. I mean,
I'm addictive. I'm sort of like a verbal drug to people.
I tell people.
I may be outlawed. I shouldn't have said that. The government. If you tell Bloomberg that I'm like a verbal drug to people, he's liable to make you listen half the amount of time you listen. Because he'll say, we're not banning Michael Savage. We're limiting the size, the gulps that you can have. Ron, let me send you a copy of A Time for War. Maybe you'll have time to read this great novel. And what's strange about it? Here's the strange thing. Again, I have to plug it. Why? It's about China in America with stealth cells set up. And look what's going on now. Everywhere you turn, but okay. What can I say to you? That's all. That's all. That's it. The Savage Nation is a virtual family for me. That's why I come to work looking forward to it every day. Long day's journey, and tonight the latest show. So normally the show is 6 to 8 on the 6 to 9 on the West Coast and 9 to midnight on the East Coast. I have to change my entire clock. So one of the guys who works for me, who's much younger, said, look, here's the answer. After you're through at midnight in your East Coast studio, go out at night, have some drinks, stay out till 3 in the morning like the guys who go to the meatpacking district. Come home at dawn and sleep till noon. So it'll be like, how could you function if you do that? I mean, it doesn't compute for me. The minute a show is over, I want to sit down quietly and do nothing. I just want to let it all, you know, seep out of me. You can't drink after a show. Your adrenaline is too high from performance. Performance, your adrenaline is very high from performing arts. You cannot drink with this profession. Impossible. Hours later. Well, maybe an hour later. Well, maybe a half hour later. Well, sometimes 15 minutes later. Sometimes a minute later you can do it. It depends upon how bad the show got to you.
George. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage. You're listening to an encore segment of The Savage Nation.
Now, everyone, we've all agreed that we're not going to come to a final agreement until we see draft legislative language, and we agree on that. We've drafted some of it already. The rest of it will be drafted this week. And so I am very, very optimistic that we will have an agreement
among the eight of us next week. I'm optimistic that one day gangs will be arrested in America,
Senator Leahy,
the Gang of Eight. Turn them off. Turn off Bigfoot Schumer. This is the Savage Nation. You know, in England, as liberal as it is, there is a growing anti-immigrant party called the Party of England. They don't call themselves that. It's called the United Kingdom Independence Party. But the fact of the matter is, they're on the rise. They are on the rise because they're part of a wave of real Britishers and anti-immigrant populism that wants an end to the open door to England, where the English are no longer welcome in their own country, where freeloaders from the third world come in and literally... Well, I can't use certain words on a family program. But in America, there doesn't seem to be any party that represents the people. Instead, we have two gangs called Republicans and Democrats. But to make matters worse, the moochers in both parties put together a gang, no different than the Crips and the Bloods, in my opinion, called the Gang of Eight. Just think about the irony of a group of senators referring to themselves cleverly as the Gang of Eight, saying, we're very, very close to an immigration deal. Is everything a deal to these gangsters in this Gang of Eight? Where do you think there is a support for immigration reform in this country, other than amongst those who benefit from it financially? If you were to ask the American people themselves, would they say, yes, we want more immigrants? Yes, we want a furtherance of a diminution of our borders and our language and our culture. We want the moochers in both parties to blow open the country to 30 million illegal aliens, primarily from Mexico. Are you crazy? 855-400-SAVAGE to tell me I'm wrong. Some of you are so twisted in your thinking. Some of you are so drugged out of your mind on liberalism, and liberalism is a drug. Liberalism is the worst medication that is being circulated in the United States of America. The drug of liberalism has so twisted your mind that you probably think I'm worse than the man who shot his own father and yelled, Hail to Allah. That's how twisted your mind is. That's your government at work. And here we have a group of gangsters called the Gang of Eight trying to bring in more of them into the country. I'll say it like it is. Because if I can't speak the plain truth here on the radio, there's no point in my doing the show. If I can't speak the truth that I know is going on out there, if I can't tell you what I see to be true, there's no point in my getting on the radio. I may as well just disappear into the woodwork and never be heard from again. And you can watch all the ha-ha shows if you want. You can watch all of the nice boys and girls on television who don't give you the news, but they give you state-run media. I give you the news, views, and reviews here on the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-400-7282 if you care to join the conversation. If you think that most of America is gulled by Charles Schumer and the Associated Press, you're mistaken. Most America knows what's going on in this country, by the way. I can tell you this. There are an awful lot of people who know what's going on in this country, and they're not going to roll over to these people. They're just not going to roll over to them. They know who they are. They know Obama's a liar and a thief, and I use the word very, very cautiously. He's a thief because the man takes one vacation after another, as does Mrs. Obama, as do the girls, while so many Americans are starving and looking for work. That's thievery. Do you know that Bush stopped playing golf during the Iraq war because it didn't look good? Do you know that Barack Obama and Michelle Obama believes all Americans should make sacrifices except themselves? Do you know that? Do you have any idea what this man is spending? Do you have any idea that he doesn't care? Do you have any idea that he is a liar and a thief? Because that's how I see it. And I'm sick of it. I can't mince words anymore. No, he's not a nice guy. He has an image machine unlike any ever seen in the United States of America. It's never been seen before that he can do anything and be presented as a person that he isn't. We're going to continue my discussion about moochers in America, people with fake disabilities, people with fake illnesses on disability, 14 million liars on disability, exceeding the numbers on unemployment. So Obama's unemployment rolls don't look too big. Yes, the liars on disability. We're going to focus on New York City and the number of moochers living at free shelters and what it costs people just in New York City to fund these rats living in the shelters. Do you have any idea what I'm paying, what I'm saying to you? It's a big story that hit the front page of the New York Post today. Here's a bum who moved back from his native Poland named Michael Jablonowski. He's 25 years old. He's living in a Bowery shelter, and he's boasting about it. He's saying, people pay $3,000 for an apartment here, and I get to live here for free. The bum says, I have food. I have health care. It's great, Jablonowski said. Here, the city supports you. The city helps you with everything. And so New York City shelters are becoming havens for out-of-towners. Nearly one in four of New York City's single homeless people who entered the system in December 2012 listed their last addresses outside New York City. Here's what one of them said. We get breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We have a microwave and TV. They do the laundry for us for free, noted Jablonowski. He said he even gets a prepaid cell phone, allowing 1,000 texts and 300 minutes a month. Wait, it gets better. The bum says through Medicaid, and he says, I'm getting my teeth fixed. The bum said, I love New York because you cannot starve in New York. You can always find food and clothes. The bum said the shelters are really nice. You have clean sheets, you get to watch TV, and stay in the warm. Homeless people have it so good in New York City, they don't want to look for a job. Thank you, Mayor Bamberg. Attack sodas and kiss the bums on their lips. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Dart into Cache Creek today. We're giving away 16 cars in 8 weekends guaranteed. That's right. Every Saturday and Sunday from March 4th till April 28th, someone will win a hot, brand new Dodge Dart guaranteed. Everyone receives a free swipe daily to win dining, bonus play, or entries into the drawings every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m., where three people will win $500 cash, and one will win the Dodge Dart guaranteed. That's 16 cars over 8 weekends, and not just any cars, Dodge Darts, the fun-packed sedan. According to Cars.com, Dodge hit the bullseye with the new Dart. 16 cars in 8 weekends guaranteed. Only at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Play the best close to home. Visit CacheCreek.com for details.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
I think I'm losing my memory, and it's real scary. Lately, I can't remember people's names, my appointments. I can't even find my keys.
Hi, I'm Dr. Larry McCleary. I'm a board-certified brain surgeon, and I can help you. I personally developed Lucidol to improve memory, concentration, and focus. I'm so confident that Lucidol will work for you, I put my name on it.
Lucidol is safe and clinically shown to improve memory, concentration, and focus. And Lucidol is fast. It is so effective, you could notice a difference in the very first week. Call 800-527-8851. Call now and qualify for a free bottle.
Let me help you now. You deserve to have your memory. That's why I developed Lucidol.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Lucidol and protect those precious memories. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Call 800-527-8851. 800-527-8851. That's 800-527-8851.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
When I listen to Schumer saying they're very, very close to an immigration deal, I think of the Sanhedrin. I feel he's crucifying America. I'm sorry to tell you this, but I thought I lived in a constitutional republic where there was participatory democracy, where the American people would vote on whether they want to have 30 million guests from Mexico all to the United States forever. But no, apparently we're run by a gang. A gang of eight. You can call them Crips, Bloods, or a gang of eight. To me, it's a gang. They even identify themselves as a gang, saying they're close to a deal. Graham, are you joking? Graham, one of the members of the gang of eight, he's a trial lawyer. He's been sold out as long as the man's been in politics. What, because he has an R next to his name? Joseph Curl, what an article. Is it Joseph Curl? I think so, for the Washington Times. Wrote a great article, The Obamas Live the 1% Life. He said, being president of the U.S., the most powerful man in the world is often most about perception. That's why presidential candidates always hit Philadelphia for a cheesesteak. Sometimes the perception cuts to the core, like when President Bush stopped playing golf in 03 at the height of the Iraq War. Bush said years later, I think playing golf during a war just sends the wrong signal, right? I don't want some mom whose son may have recently died to see the commander-in-chief playing golf, said Bush. That's also why Mr. Bush did two other things without fanfare or praise. First, he never headed home to the Texas ranch until after Christmas, instead going to Camp David for a few days. That way, the hundreds of people revolving around him at all times, White House staff, Secret Service agents, reporters, photographers, could spend the holiday with their families in and around Washington, D.C. No one ever reported that until this column today. Second, Bush rarely attended sporting events, although he once owned a baseball team and was once a self-confessed stats junkie. Okay? Why did he not go? Because it didn't look right. But here's where Curl gets really good. But something remarkable has happened with these occupants of the White House. Neither Obama nor First Lady Michelle appear to give a damn about perception. They won the White House, and by God, they're going to enjoy their time there no matter the cost. And who cares what you think anyway? How else to explain the nonstop vacations the pair keep taking during what Mr. Obama calls the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression? In 2013, the first families already enjoyed three vacations. That's one a month. Sorry, Joe America, you might have to forget your week at the beach again this year, but make sure you get those taxes in on time. The Obamas ended 2012 and kicked off 2013 in an $8 million, 6,000-square-foot house in Hawaii. There, the Presidente played five rounds of golf, breaking the 100 rounds as president threshold. Scarcely a month into term two, Mrs. Obama headed off for Aspen, taking along the couple's daughters. Vice President Joseph R. Biden also hit the Colorado slopes. While the girls and Joe were gone, Obama nipped down to Florida for a four-day boys' weekend of golf. Jumpin' Joe, for his part, spent New Year's in the Virgin Islands and popped off over the Easter weekend for a golf outing in the glorious Kiawah Island, South Carolina. His third vacation of the year came the same week as reports that he and his entourage spent $460,000 for a single night in London and $585,000 for a night at a five-star hotel in Paris. Wait, it gets better. Then last week, reports emerged that the Obama girls were kicking it in the Bahamas for spring break. Days later, a Colorado news station reported that the girls were now skiing in Sun Valley, Idaho. The White House flacks didn't like that one bit. And so they attacked anybody who dared say one word about the girls. And without any other prodding, the station that reported the girls on another vacation scrubbed the report without explanation. To be clear, he wrote, this has nothing to do with the daughters, never has. They are wonderful girls. The issue is use of taxpayer money, especially since Mr. Obama has shut down the White House to visitors, citing the cost of security. All these trips cost millions for Secret Service protection. Couldn't they just skip a few vacations so taxpayers could visit America's house? But no, the Obamas don't care a whit about that, or the perception of them living high on the hog while many hardworking Americans are struggling to get by. And that perception, juxtaposed with reality more than nearly anything else, tells you an awful lot about this president. Joseph Curley, Obama's lived the 1% life in the Washington Times. I highly recommend it. We're talking about moochers today and how the moochers in the government want to bring in 30 million moochers who will destroy the country forever. There's no other way to put it. There is no other way to put it. There is no other way to put it. The American people know better than this. And yet, the Gang of Eight is pushing forward with amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens, which will destroy America forever. In fact, an article came out saying immigration reform might bring in more illegals. Already, the number of border jumpers has doubled since the Gang of Eight started talking about amnesty. Did you hear? More illegals are coming than ever, trying to get in under the fence so they can cash in on the moronic American taxpayer. You know why this is happening. Dateline Denver, Colorado, to allow illegals to get driver's licenses. Dateline Denver, illegal immigrants would be eligible to get Colorado driver's licenses under a bill Democrat rats plan to introduce. Democrat rats in Colorado are catering to non-citizens who broke the law in coming here, and they're going to give them licenses. Why? You can figure out why. Yeah, well, there's a lot of stories like this. As I said to you, I guess I have to say it again, because I feel crucified sometimes in having to do this for a living. I mean that. I said to you, I guess I'm sort of like an oncologist, a societal oncologist, where each day I get up and I have to look at the x-rays and see how far the cancer has spread. I talk for 3 days about the moochers on welfare, the fake welfare recipient, I mean the disability recipients, right? Now we find out some of the biggest moochers in the country are in the White House, and they could care less what you think about them, right? And I said, you know, I'm like an oncologist who looks at the cancer has spread, the cancer is spreading, and I said, you know, one day I'm going to wake up and I'm going to say I've had it, I'm not doing this anymore. I don't mean I'm not going to come to the radio. It won't happen like that. You'll be given plenty of notice. I'll give you 3 months' notice or whatever, and I'm going to say, I'm leaving oncology. I'm not doing it anymore. I say, you know what I'm like? I'm like a top oncologist at a teaching hospital who, let's say, retires at a certain age. You say, well, doctor, why'd you retire? You're a healthy man. You have no illnesses. You don't take any prescriptions. You're in great shape for a guy your age. You look 30 years younger. You could have done this 30 more years. And the oncologist says, yes, I could have, but I got tired of looking at cancer. I decided to spend the years I have left on this earth not looking at x-rays, seeing how the cancer has spread. Everywhere I go, men who fought in wars say to me, Michael Savage, do you think this can be turned around? And what do you think I say to them? You think it's easy for me to say what I'm going to say to you? Sometimes that which is broken can never be fixed. That is what I've been saying lately. Sometimes that which is broken cannot be fixed. Do you think the Republicans are not behind the amnesty for illegals? Do you know that they fought the AFL-CIO? It was the Republican Party who's been fighting the AFL-CIO. As leftist as the unions are, they had to do something for their members. They were trying to preserve a certain number of construction jobs for Americans rather than for Mexicans. The Republicans didn't even want to give them those jobs. The Republicans were fighting them every step of the way. That's why I, Michael Savage, yours truly, your diligent commentator, has told you for years that we live in an oligarchy. 1994, I declared we lived in an oligarchy, long before people who entered radio knew what the word meant. I told you we have a one-party system playing two-card Monty. I called them Democrats or Republicrats in 1994. And here I am. It's 2013. I guess my 2013? Boy, that's a long time. That's 19 years in radio. Wow, 2019? That's a long time. Time flies when you're having a miserable time. 855-400-SAVAGE. Don't take me wrong. I'm not depressed by all of this. It's something different. I've learned to feel it and to be detached from it. Do you understand that? Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to do this. I feel it, I get angry over it, and then I can detach from it. Otherwise, it would have killed me a long time ago. So, I mean, there's no other way to put it to you. We got this moocher in the White House playing basketball while the borders are broken, the language is being garbled, the culture is being stepped upon, and the moocher is playing basketball. It's enough to make you really angry, isn't it? It's just enough to make you really angry. How does he get away with it? When we lost the press and it became a state-run press, we lost the country.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com. So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%.
1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
KSFO traffic right now in the Benicia area. Northbound 680 at the old Bayshore Road exit there. We did have an earlier accident. It was blocking both lanes. It has been cleared. Traffic is back up to speed after being stopped halfway across the Benicia Bridge. Now, in the North Bay, you'll find that eastbound 37 is still slow from Highway 121 to Skaggs Island Road there. All the folks from Wine Country trying to get home there. Now, if you're trying to get into San Francisco, northbound 101 still very slow from 280 to the 80 split. At that split, there was an earlier accident. It has since been cleared, but 80 eastbound, the traffic is still crawling to the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. It continues a little bit slow, but it does clear up by the time you reach Treasure Island. 280 northbound is still slow there from about Mariposa, and it continues on to 4th Street there. In the East Bay, 880 northbound is slow from 7th Street into the Maze. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Our deck was looking pretty bad, so we called Planet Orange, and yep, we had termites. They did a great job at getting rid of the termites, but who do I call to repair the deck?
Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers construction services. Now's the time to call 1-800-7-ORANGE, because termites don't hibernate. Even if you don't see them, they could be living in the wood, eating away at your home all winter long. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE. Orange to schedule a free termite and pest inspection today. Every treatment is backed by an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual reinspections. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of oranges.
Our Planet Orange termite expert, Chris, was really on top of it. He was professional, thorough, and our decks look great.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Chicago is a virtual battlefield, a free fire zone. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. This isn't just an election. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights? Call 800-959-5884. Let your voice be heard. Hands off our guns. Call 800-959-5884. That's 800-959-5884. Again, call 800-959-5884.
People by the Tea Party Leadership Fund. Not authorized by a candidate or candidate. Skip the TeaPartyLeadershipFund.com.
Only the Home Depot has Kiddo Worry-Free Smoke Alarms from just $24.97. A sealed lithium battery keeps these alarms working for 10 years so you never change batteries. With four models for specific rooms in your home, like a lighted hallway alarm or voice alert bedroom alarm, upgrade your smoke alarms and set your worries aside for 10 years. Kiddo Worry-Free Smoke Alarms starting at just $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we'll sell you parts and deliver them straight to your door. But do we stop there? Well, technically, yes. We don't come inside your house or anything, but we do keep going. Metaphorically. Because when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is absolutely free. Great deals, great parts, and free delivery. All at AdvanceAutoParts.com. One more way. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See site for details.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
Presentation of the Savage Nation.
When the vermin in Hollywood, I know you don't like that word, it makes you very uncomfortable. But you know what? Get even more uncomfortable. Let's put it this way. When the worst people in America who run Hollywood promulgate guns in every movie, violence in every movie, pornography in every movie. You know, I get a copy of Variety magazine sent to my house. Do you know that they're glorifying the violent movies they're putting out? There's one picture of a man holding two guns, two pistols, one in each hand, touching a girl's head. Each pistol is on a girl's head. And they're boasting about the gross of the movie. This is after Sandy. And this is while Weinstein goes running around talking about gun control. You hear? No. We need Hollywood control. We need medication control. We need med control. We need Hollywood control. We need video game control. We don't need gun control. But we're not going to get it. We're not going to get it. Thank you very much, New York. It's the Savage Nation. We're sold out as a result again. I mean, there are no open lines. You know, let me take another personal moment on the program. I happen to be on the East Coast right now. Normally, I broadcast from San Francisco, where it's 3 hours earlier, obviously. And for me, I've gotten used to the later time. But when I'm on the East Coast, I really get a feel for the time of day that it is for the largest population in America who listen to this show on WABC and the other giant affiliates on the East Coast. And you know what I take home from it? I take home a great deal of pride that those of you who are listening to this show every night, religiously, and I use that word in a pregnant manner, religiously listening to the Savage Nation, I'm proud that you've chosen to listen to this show rather than either go to sleep, watch The Real Housewives of Bensonhurst, or, a replay of The Leprechaun or of Hey Abbott, you know, whatever else you could be doing. There's a reason you're watching the show, isn't there? And I'm honored that you do it. It's a big, big deal to me that you take the time out at this time of night, to be frank with you. So let me take a few calls, then I'll give you the rest of the stories here showing how far the metastasis is on the Savage Nation. 855-400-7282, Savage Nation. Where shall I begin? Let's go to WMAL in Washington, D.C., the heart of the monster. Sue, welcome to the program.
I just wanted to remind you of our biggest moocher in American history, and that is Obama's illegal alien Aunt Zatuni, who has never in her life contributed one dime to our system.
Where does she live? Where does Aunt Zatuni live?
She lives in Massachusetts.
Well, she's welcome in Massachusetts, isn't she? It's a
right.
Welfare state.
She came here.
Don't they welcome? Isn't it a magnet for freeloaders?
I imagine so, yeah.
Walter in Canada, you're negative on the Savage Nation. Welcome to the program.
Dr. Savage, we need you to keep broadcasting. You and I grew up in that same era when a news broadcaster at his retirement said that broadcasting will eventually become where they'll insulate, entertain, and defend us against the reality. And you tend to interpret reality then be entertaining on other networks, and yet you do it with a finesse and a panache that is an example of old-time radio. You're entertaining, but you get the message across. We need you to be the oncologist that is required for what's out there.
Yeah, well, it's well put. You know, even an oncologist can do it and tell you have cancer and can you help you through it, is what you're saying. I mean, is that all I'm left to do? Is that all that's left for me to do? Is tell America that cancer is spreading, but I'll help you along with your disease? Because nothing seems to stop the cancer. Nothing. Here we are, flooded with illegal aliens and moochers, and you have a gang of eight boasting that they're a gang that's going to bring in 30 million illegal aliens and all their relatives. What is that going to do for this country other than destroy us? How can it help us? It can't. It's a rhetorical question. It was set up to ask a question because the answer is in the question. That's what a rhetorical question means. One last little point before a quick break. So I'm in Florida right now doing my show late at night. You know, Florida has a wonderful intracoastal waterway that was dug at taxpayer expense by the Army Corps of Engineers. It's actually a great wonder. It's greater than the great canals of Europe. It's astounding, actually, when you think about it. So there are a lot of bridges, drawbridges, going over the Intracoastal. And I bicycle over these bridges. One of the things I love doing is, you know, bicycling at a slow pace. I like looking at people, stores, whatever. So there's a drawbridge, right? So I walk my bike over the bridge. I swear to God, last night, I'm coming back over the drawbridge. I push my bicycle because I won't ride it because, you know, people coming at you. A woman's coming at me in the other direction with a carriage with two twins, and I say, okay, get off your bike. Let the poor woman go by. I didn't want to, God forbid, you know, cause an accident with babies. So she goes by. Next comes, I swear to God, a woman with a goat on a leash, on a tether. A fat woman with a goat. It was like a service goat. Do you know people have service goats they take on airplanes and restaurants just to stick their middle finger in your face? I swear, listen what she says to me. She says to me, get off your bicycle. You're spooking the goat. I said, get out of here. Why should I get off my bicycle? So she called me a name. I don't have to tell you what it is. It begins with an A and ends with an E. I don't want to tell you what I called her as I went by because, you see, I grew up in the Bronx. And although I've gotten older, I haven't gotten wiser, nor have I given up my passion, particularly to people who walk goats over bridges and make believe they're service goats. But you know what she's doing, don't you? Anyone who has a goat as a service goat is doing it for one reason, and that's to get in your face and take it in a restaurant. What does that animal do in a restaurant? I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Going back to the My Vegan thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite, 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days, but she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
Dinovite. .com.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite. After 5 weeks, she was starting to clear up. And then one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's clear. She's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite. .com.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate.
Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
Now, here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you want your new Tempur-Pedic covered in free gifts, hurry, because Mattress Discounter's Tempur-Pedic bonus event ends Sunday. Get $300 in free Tempur-Pedic sheets and pillows with any new Tempur-Pedic mattress. Plus, get 4 years interest-free financing on approved credit. Complete information at saveatmd.com. Of course, you always get free delivery, and our lowest price or its free guarantee. But these free gifts won't last. Mattress Discounter's Tempur-Pedic bonus event ends Sunday.
Mattress Discounters!
Kyle Gardner, Telegraph UK, writes, Barack Obama believes all Americans should make sacrifices except himself. President Obama's image machine by the Associated Press, controlling the narrative while limiting media access. A photo of the Obamas hugging that was released on Election Day 2012 has become the world's most popular tweet on Twitter. A dressed-up version of Barack Obama's State of the Union speech, packed with charts and graphs, is huge on YouTube. A playful picture of the president cavorting with a three-year-old in a Spider-Man costume is a favorite online. It's all courtesy of the Obama image machine, serving up a stream of words, images, and videos that invariably cast the president as commanding, compassionate, and on the ball. In this world, Obama's family is always photogenic. First dog Bo is always well-behaved, and the vegetables in the South Lawn kitchen garden always seem succulent. That's, of course, she doesn't eat the vegetables. She just grows them for the Stalinist press. She is the queen of the fries, as you well know, every time she's actually seen eating. But we wouldn't... Hush, hush, my darling. We're not supposed to say that. Hush, hush, my darling. 855-400-7282. Yeah, well, what do you want to talk about? There are people still listening to this show. They haven't all gone to the Real Housewives of Astoria. They haven't yet gone to the Real Housewives of Appalachia. I can't wait for that one. Real Housewives of you name it. Who watches that stuff? What is there to watch? What is there to watch? They all like look like post-op transvestites to me. Every Real Housewife show, they don't look like women. They look like post-op transvestites posing as women. I don't understand my country anymore, which is why I'm on talk radio. Obviously, I have connected with a number of people because you could be watching The Real Housewives of Astoria instead of listening to The Savage Nation, and you're not. You, look, I'm in the media. That's obvious. I'm in the radio side of the media. And I look at television, the internet. I look at all the other outlets that are available to you, the American people, or to me, right? You start to say, is radio still relevant? Because if you start to think, well, maybe it's a thing of the past, you'd be wrong. A new study came out saying that AM and FM radio captures one-fifth of all media usage. That's pretty big. 14 different media measured by USA Touchpoints. Radio ranks second in share of daily media minutes among 14 different media measurements. Only television captures more time spent with media. So AM and FM radio and radio station streaming accounts for 19% of media minutes among 18 to 64-year-olds. This is not that technical. So in other words, you may hear radio's this, radio's that. Radio's still very powerful. which is nice to know. Share of daily media minutes, adults 18 to 64, radio 19%, internet 15%, TV 44%. But I'd like to know what the crossover is rather than the segmented out there. I mean, how many crossover and are watching something while listening? How many of you are watching television while listening to the Savage Nation, tuning in and out? I mean, I wonder. Let's go to the callers. This is something we can do better than anybody. What I do with you as a talk show host, you cannot do on the internet, you can't do on television, which makes this medium more relevant than television and the internet. And that's because we're filling a need that used to exist in a certain way with letters to the editor. I used to write them myself 20 years ago. I'd spend days composing a letter to the New York Times. And if one of them got published out of 10, I would post it on my wall like, wow, am I smart. You know, ooh, boy, the New York Times. There are people in New York City, for example, or any city in the country. They sit for days thinking about a clever line to write to the editor. And then they get published. Wow, the guy walks around with a halo to the country club, to the church. He got a halo on his head. Why, there goes Bob. He was published in the Des Moines Register. Really? What did he write? Oh, he wrote a letter to that they published. Well, talk radio is the same thing, only you don't have to sit and wait to get on the, you know, get it published. If it's good, you'll get through the screener. That's all. We're continuing to talk about moochers in America with a focus on the welfare frauds, the disability fraudsters, and, of course, the immigrant fraudsters, who are sacred cows to both parties. Have you heard a negative statement about an immigrant in any way from any of the Gang of Eight? How is it possible that of the 30 million illegal aliens, they're all such sterling individuals? How is that? Is that statistically possible? In other words, in every population, there's the good, bad, and the ugly, right? So you would assume that of the 30 million illegal aliens in the United States of America, some of them would be acknowledged to be criminals, some of them would be acknowledged to be rapists, some would be drunk drivers, some would be child molesters. Have you heard those words ever applied to the word immigrant in the last, what, since Obama's regime took power? No. They're all bending over backwards as though they're all sterling individuals coming here simply to work for the American dream, which is a total lie. Now, combined with that is the story in the New York Post today, thank you very much, New York City, where there's a guy named Michael Jabalonski, who moved back to New York City from his native Poland, and he said he loves it. I have food, I have health care, it's great. He says, we get breakfast, lunch, dinner, we have a microwave and TV, they do the laundry for us. He even gets a prepaid cell phone for free, courtesy of Mayor Bloomberg, allowing 1,000 texts and 300 minutes a month. And through Medicaid, he gets, I'm going to get my teeth fixed. He says, I love New York because you cannot starve in New York. You can always find food and clothes. The shelters are really nice, says the homeless bum. You have clean sheets. You get to watch TV, stay in the warm room. Homeless people have it so good they don't want to look for a job. Now, liberals would tell you that they'd get out the violins. Oh, the homeless victims of the oppressive society. The homeless victims. The homeless victims. How much do you think it costs to take care of a bum like this? Taxpayers spend $3,000 a month to feed, house, and provide services to each homeless bum. The average stay in a city shelter is as long as 9 months, although there's no limit. No limit, you hear? Some people in here have it better than people working 9 to 5 because they're not paying rent. I've stayed in hostels worse. I call this 4 stars, says William Sullivan, who came to the city from L.A. for a job that fell through. Everyone in this homeless shelter has a silver spoon in their mouth. You get fed 3 to 4 times a day, and the food here is great. A Michigan woman who arrived in December said she was drawn to New York for the adventure. New York is New York. That's why people come here, said Amy Kaufman, who was staying in a city-funded Chelsea shelter. I go to the library, and I go sightseeing a lot in Times Square in Chelsea. I like it here. She says, I'm staying here for a while because the housing options are better. Michigan is in a recession right now. You hear this? And so we got Floridians now coming to New York because the benefits are so good. Survival in Florida was a lot harder than here, said one of the bums. There are a lot more resources here for homeless, especially in terms of housing and finding transitional housing, said Steve Rios, who came up from the Sunshine State. He said, I left Florida because the environment of the shelters and rules weren't as good. In Florida, they throw you out quick. There was a lot of drug use and addicts. It was bad, he said. Rios, who was staying at the BRC homeless shelter on West 25th Street, says they give him everything he needs. We get a cafeteria, a bed, clothing. My caseworker is helping me prepare a package for housing, he said. There were 48,553 bums in city shelters last week, including 9,923 single bum adults and roughly 10,000 bum families. $3,000 a month for these leeches. And the liberals would tell you it's a racist, sexist, whatever society. Where does it end? How does this end? How can a society survive with this amount of leechology? You know, I ask myself the question. Sometimes I get agitated. I start to get mad. And sometimes I look around and I say, everywhere I turn, I see corruption. The solar contracts, the fake solar contracts, the corrupt defense contractors. Everywhere I turn, I see corruption. Everywhere I turn, I see bums sitting around wherever I go here in Florida. Healthy young people singing prayers and hymns on Easter Sunday coming from a rehab center. Who's paying for all of this? Healthy, strapping young people swimming, enjoying themselves, getting social workers to talk to them, sitting in group sessions while I'm sweating my you-know-whats off trying to prepare a show. Who's paying for all of this? You are, you Schmendrick. You are. That's why your taxes are 65% of your gross. Who else do you think is paying the bills? Obama? So you ask yourself, how long could this go on? The answer is it can't. We're broke already, so they keep printing money. There's no essence to the society. Where is the money coming from, you may ask? It's not. They're just printing it. So how does it end? Nobody knows. It just goes round and round. The wheel goes round and round, and nobody knows when it ends or how it ends. And yet, here's the funny part. Here's the paradox. Big homes are selling like crazy around America. The bigger the house, the bigger the price, the faster it's selling. $50 million, $100 million in New York, $80 million, $130 million. Where is the money coming from? So you have to ask yourself, how does this go on? How does it end? And you say, well, it's all corrupt. Then your mind starts to wander, and then you hear the echoes of the communists. The communists say capitalism itself is corrupt. Money is the root of all evil. The system is corrupt. The system, the capitalist system, is what is wrong. Say, all right, let's run that theory by ourselves for a while. So let's go to the other side. Let's look at Cuba. Well, that wasn't corrupt, was it? Instead of the system being corrupt, the leaders were absolute gangsters. And what, the people did better where there was no official corruption? They did better? They hooker out their daughters in Cuba for soda. They send their daughters down to the tourist district to get they make $20 a month in Cuba, in the clean socialist state of Cuba. They hook off their daughters because they can't take care of the daughter. When Maya Lansky, who killed and murdered as vicious and as evil as he was, and collected all of his money from the most heinous crimes, finally got all of his eggs in one basket, he piled it all into Cuba. He went down there to Batista, the corrupt dictator of Cuba, where, you know, it was hookers and gambling and drugs were wide open. That's why the American people went down there for vacations. They wanted to have a good time. So nevertheless, Lansky opens up the Nacional Hotel. He spends his whole fortune that he stole from everybody, killed, murdered, bludgeoned, opens the Nacional Hotel, and about 2 years later, Castro takes over, Fidel and his murderous brother, Raul, and they steal a hotel from the gang, the Lansky Gang of Murder Incorporated. So Lansky was philosophical about it years later. The gangster says, I was a criminal, and the Castros were bigger criminals than I was, and they had an army. So they stole it from me. So that tells you the story. That's all you need to know. The rest is nothing. The rest is an addendum to what I just told you. Whoever has the power takes it. Whoever has more power takes more from you. You are worth nothing to this society. The average American doesn't have a voice in anything. You're nothing. You're a mote in the mire. You're nothing. You're a bug. To the politician, you're a bug. That's why a guy like Schumer can say we have a deal on immigration. We have a deal. The Gang of Eight has a deal. So where's the participatory democracy? And we have a deal. Who's he have a deal with? The other gangsters? So where does that leave you? Leaves you wondering what you can do. Tend your own garden. At the end of the day, you can go out of your mind worrying about all these things. Sometimes I say to myself, you're going to drive yourself crazy if you keep looking at this.
And here he is, Michael Savage.
You're listening to an encore segment of The Savage Nation.
Savage Nation. And as opposed to regular broadcasting tonight, we're going to go deep inside your brain and map it before Obama does. I'd like to map your brain tonight and find out, well, do you believe in conspiracy theories? For example, there are many conspiracy theories out there, and some of you actually believe them. One of them is that secret societies control the world, and that there's a global elite. The world is ruled by a powerful, secretive few, and that our system doesn't really work. You know that there's a Yale University secretive Skull and Bone Society, and many of them have risen to powerful positions. But what about those who really run the world? Is it the Illuminati? Who do you think runs the world? Do you believe in such a conspiracy theory? Let's have another one. Many of you still believe that Obama is a Muslim. That's right. Why do you still persist in believing that Barack Obama is a Muslim? Now, it could be that it's because he said so, and he had to be corrected by one of the global elite in the media, if you remember that one. It persists, though, amongst, I guess, the brain dead. If you remember what happened back in the beginning in clip 09, why don't you listen to this and tell me what you think of it?
Let's not play games. What I was suggesting, you're absolutely right that John McCain has not talked about my Muslim faith, and you're absolutely right that that has not
Christian
come...
Faith.
My Christian faith. And, well, what I'm saying is that he hasn't suggested that I'm a Muslim. And I think that his campaign upper echelons have not either.
See, there'd be nothing wrong if he were a Muslim. And I think he should just come out of the religious closet. If he is a Muslim, both fathers were Muslim. Most Muslims fear the Islamists more than the average person does. I don't know why he's hiding it. So that's a conspiracy theory. And the reason I'm doing this is because we've been covering ADD, ADHD, brain mapping. And, I mean, I could talk about North Korea, how I think he's backed himself into a corner and he can't strike. Yeah, I could do that too. The man has backed himself into a corner. And if you know something about Asian culture and the issue of saving face, if the boss of North Korea has okayed a merciless nuke attack on the U.S., I would say he has to do something to save face, which means that we have to do something first, which means that I think that the United States may be forced to attack North Korea before North Korea attacks Guam or Japan. Now, that's what I think. Or we could come to the conspiracy theory that North Korea knows something about our inept military that we don't know. He looks at John Kerry, he looks at Defense Secretary Hagel, and he says, you know what, they're going to do nothing. I'm not afraid of them. We don't know what he's liable to do. We don't know what bubble he lives in. So I say to you, which conspiracy theories do you believe in and why? And if you want to call me at 855-400-7282, we can start with that. I'm not going to end with that. Secret societies control the world. Why do you believe that? Obama's a Muslim. Why do you believe that? Do you believe in any conspiracy theories in this age of super rationalism? Now, before we go to that, I want to show you something that's so important for you to hear. You cannot believe what's going on in New York unless you follow the New York papers. How many months have I been telling you that New York is the most corrupt state in the country? How many months have I been telling you that Tammany Hall, which ruled New York City for over 100 years, only ended when the Republican Fiorella LaGuardia came along? And then I told you that the equivalent of Tammany Hall is now running the United States of America under Barack Obama, who is running it as though it is Tammany Hall. The corrupt Democrat Party has gone from running a city to running a nation. I should say ruining a nation. Well, it turns out in New York City, they just busted some politicians who were trying to buy the mayoral race. And by the way, here's the punchline. Here's the punchline. They were trying to bribe their way into buying the mayor's race. Here's the punchline. You ready for it? Do you know what the punchline is? He faked being a Republican. He's an African-American, by the way. Faked being a Republican because he could no longer run in the Democrat Party. The field was too crowded. He was buying his way into the Republican Party in order to run as a Republican simply because he knew he could buy the race. How long has Michael Savage told you we have a one-party system, an oligarchy? How many times have I told you that it doesn't matter to a certain extent who you vote for? It is so corrupt from the top to the bottom. Bribing their way in, Malcolm's bid to buy May or Not, arrests, bear culture of sleaze. And do you think it's limited to this character, this guy Malcolm Smith, or to the Bronx Party chairman Jay Savino, or Vincent Taboni, the Queens Party vice chairman, or Noramie Jasmine, the Spring Valley mayor, or Joseph E. Desmarais, the Spring Valley deputy mayor, or Dan Halloran, the New York City council member? Do you think it ends there? You don't think it goes higher than that? Oh, no, it couldn't go higher than that. It couldn't go up to the state itself, could it? No, it couldn't, because they're all honest at the top. So this is amazing, isn't it, that this huge scandal in New York City shows you how corrupt New York City actually is, and New York State, by the way, and it also shows you how corrupt the federal government is. Corrupt in the sense of stupid people banning guns, making decisions for your life, whether it's banning soda in New York or guns in Colorado or Connecticut. These are delusional fools in charge of our nuclear weapons, all the way to the top. So let us take it right back to Kim Jong-un. Why should he fear a country run by corrupt drug addicts? I don't know how else to put it. I'm not good at mincing words. I never learned how to do that. Why should this lunatic in North Korea fear frightened men and women who appear to be, to him, if he's watching this, nothing but a bunch of corrupt drug addicts? 855-400-7282. This is a very depressing time to be living in America, to see how rotten, how far the cancer has spread. The cancer has metastasized from City Hall to the top of the heap. What conspiracy do you believe in, and why? Do you still believe Obama is a Muslim, and why? I think these are reasonable questions, and I think it's important for you to call with these crazy theories you may have, because according to the latest study or poll put out by a liberal organization, I mean, this is the Public Policy Polling Survey is a push poll put out by a Democrat operative. I understand that. So they say that Republicans at 34% are more likely than Democrats at 15% to believe that a secretive power elite with a globalist agenda is conspiring to rule the world. Well, you can count me amongst those who believe that there is not only a global elite conspiring to rule the world, but there is a global elite that actually does rule the world. And their puppets are drug-addicted fools who don't know the first thing about a magazine or a magazine article. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Malskop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Malskop's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast. And it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-851-2572. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-851-2572. Or go to Migralex.com. M-I-G-R-A-L-E-X.com. Or call 800-851-2572.
I think I'm losing my memory. And it's real scary. Lately, I can't remember people's names. My appointments. I can't even find my keys.
Hi, I'm Dr. Larry McCleary. I'm a board-certified brain surgeon, and I can help you. I personally developed Lucidol to improve memory, concentration, and focus. I'm so confident that Lucidol will work for you, I put my name on it.
Lucidol is safe and clinically shown to improve memory, concentration, and focus. And Lucidol is fast. It is so effective, you could notice a difference in the very first week. Call 800-527-8851. Call now and qualify for a free bottle.
Let me help you now. You deserve to have your memory. That's why I developed Lucidol.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Lucidol and protect those precious memories. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Call 800-527-8851. 800-527-8851. That's 800-527-8851.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
JFK conspiracy, Roswell UFOs, Obama is a Muslim, a global elite runs the world. Now, these are functional conspiracy theories. Perhaps it's created, of course, by a far-left fanatical organization that's a front for the Democrat Party and it's an attempt to make Republicans and Democrat and conservatives look foolish. But the fact of the matter is, they say that in one of the most highly partisan results, close to 60% of GOP voters believe global warming is a hoax compared to 23% of Democrats. Duh. What do you mean believe? The science is in. It is a hoax. The warmists may as well believe that reptiles rule the earth. The warmists may as well believe that the earth is square and not round. It's pretty clear that there is no global warming caused by mankind, which is not to say we like pollution. That's not the point. There's no science supporting global warming. It's an industry, very much like the ADD drug industry. There are fortunes being made on that big lie. What do you mean? We're stupid because we understand the truth? I can show you 1,200 scientists who say there's no global warming. And you'll show me the state scientists who say it is because their careers and income is tied to it. Right. Okay. So it's an attempt to smear anyone who doesn't believe in the liberal liberal lies, shall I say. But some of them persist. Some of them persist, such as, is Obama a Muslim? It's hard not to believe he's a Muslim. And so what if he is? I mean, he should just come out of the religious closet and say, I am a Muslim and I'm proud. My father was a Muslim. My adopted father was a Muslim. Therefore, I am a Muslim. He should just say it. Wouldn't hurt his ratings with the Democrats. They hate Israel. So how would it hurt them? We're talking about conspiracy theories, and if you hold any and why you hold them, such as, do you believe Obama is a Muslim? Do you believe that a global elite runs the world and why? And you say, well, why waste your time? Because an awful lot of people believe these things and they persist. And these are just some of the things that people believe in, and you're going to hear a lot of them tonight on the Savage Nation. Somebody today asked this, where is Obama's moral clarity on Korea? J. Christian Adams, PJ Media. Welcome to 2013. Man writes, a tiny totalitarian regime is threatening the United States with nuclear attack, and the president has barely spoken on the matter since the threats were made. It isn't hard to imagine how other presidents would have reacted differently. And then he lists the other presidents and how they reacted with lesser threats. But listen to the opening sentence. A tiny totalitarian regime is threatening the United States with nuclear attack, and the president has barely spoken on the matter since the threats were made. It isn't hard to imagine how other presidents would have reacted differently. Pretty interesting, isn't it? Pretty interesting, isn't it? Where is Obama tonight? At a fundraiser, playing basketball, on a vacation? Where is he? Does he understand that there's an actual threat? Does he realize that a president is supposed to be a leader and he's supposed to speak for the country and say, go ahead and make my day, fatso? Go ahead, fatso, make my day. Now, why is he saying nothing? Why is he not saying, if you so much as fire a BB gun at Guam, we'll wipe your country off the planet? Could it be that the tubby little dictator knows something or has some power over us that we don't know about? How's that for a conspiracy theory that was missed by the left-wing fanatics putting out crazy conspiracy theories trying to smear conservatives? How's that for a conspiracy theory? Do they know something in North Korea about Obama and the military that we don't know? Have they launched something that we don't know that will render our missiles ineffective? I don't know. It's a little regime threatening us with nuclear attack. I didn't say war. They didn't say invasion. They said a nuclear attack, and they said it today. The North Koreans said that they've authorized it, and it's going to happen. And you say, well, he's full of, you know, why pay attention? Obama's not going to glorify him or legitimize him by responding. Oh, that's one way to look at it. That's very liberal of you. That's one way to look at it. There are other ways to look at it, by the way, incidentally. How do we know with this corrupt, deranged administration that has, it seems to fear the American conservative, the American patriot more than they do North Korea? How is that possible that Janet Napolitano buys 2 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition and the psychotic drug addicts in the press don't even ask her the question? Instead, the psychotic drug addicts in the press are focused on homosexual marriage, as if that's the only question left for mankind to resolve. There's no other problem. Nuclear war doesn't matter. Nothing matters. Nothing. All that matters is that two men should get married. Two women should get married. No other problem exists. How is that possible? So it isn't any wonder that this allegedly crazy man from North Korea doesn't fear us? Is it possible? As he looks at Barack Obama and he listens to the U.S. Senate trying to seize our guns, take away our sodas, take away our salt shaker, take away our hamburgers, take away our French fries, take away our very freedoms, take away our virtually everything that makes us Americans, and we do nothing about it. We sit here like schmucks. We let these drug-addicted fools get away with anything they want to do. Pushing pornography down our throats. Pushing pornography down our throats and taking away our soda. Pushing drugs and medication on our children that they don't need. Pushing and taking away a soda from them. It doesn't look like a conspiracy to you, does it? What does it look like to you? Sanity? Does that look like sanity to you, telling a child don't drink a soda but take Ritalin? Don't drink soda, which will lift your spirits and give you some focus with caffeine in it. Instead, take 5 different medications put out by the drug companies. Tell me, is that not a conspiracy? Am I crazy or are you crazy? Tell me what's more damaging to the child. Adderall, which is a form of speed, or a diet soda? Tell me what's more damaging to your child, you idiots, you. I'd spit in a doctor's face if they had ever told me to put my child on these drugs. I would have spit in their eye and said, you should be arrested, you lousy drug dealer, you. I trust the drug dealers more than I trust you, you fool. You have a medical degree and you hang a stethoscope over your neck? You're worse than a street drug dealer for poisoning our children. That's what I would say to them. And that's, I guess, why I just said it to you. I get burned up over it because, to me, there's nothing more evil than poisoning children, ruining children, hurting children. I wrote a book in 1982. Yeah, I wrote a book. Yes, everything is a book. That's right. To the making of the making of many books, there is no end. Read Ecclesiastes. I'm one of those people. I can trace my lineage back to the ancient prophets. Directly, no. Indirectly, yes. Yes, you heard me. I'm one of the ancients. I'm a reincarnated ancient prophet, and sometimes I am. I'm a totally flawed man. I'm a totally flawed man. I crawl like the rest of you. But when I really get it on, my brain functions like an ancient prophet, like any one of them. So, yes, there was a book called Healing Children Naturally that I wrote in 1982 where I railed against the establishment that was poisoning our children. Poisoning our children. And it's gotten worse, not better. Doesn't mean I was wrong, does it? It means that the elite powers, the drug companies, the medical guilds are so powerful, and that we have no press, no independent press, to take them on because of interlocking corporate directorships where the same men and women lizards sit on the drug company, the medical school board, the newspaper board, the television board, the film board, my board, your board, all aboard. And so therefore it's all consecutively controlled like a circuit breaker. And so you're never going to read anything along the lines of what I said to you anymore.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Good evening. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation says it will appeal a federal judge's ruling, leaving the federal government in control of California inmates' mental health care. The judge today cited systematic failures to reduce prison suicides, provide timely care, and hire enough staff in rejecting Governor Jerry Brown's bid to put the state back in charge. KSFO traffic in Sebastopol, Highway 116. Near Bloomfield Road, that eastbound lane is blocked by an accident there where a car hit a pedestrian. KSFO weather, mostly cloudy skies, slight chances of rain overnight with mostly in the North Bay, lows in the upper 40s to the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, highs in the mid 60s to the low 70s. Right now, in the San Francisco area, we do have 52 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. With the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Carolyn Burns on Talk 560 KSFO.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield. A free fire zone. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. This isn't just an election. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights? Call 800-959-5884. Let your voice be heard. Hands off our guns. Call 800-959-5884. That's 800-959-5884. Again, call 800-959-5884.
People by the Tea Party Leadership Fund. Not authorized by Canada or Connecticut. The Tea Party Leadership Fund.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is America's top acne system because it's fast and gentle, and it's all about prevention. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Do you have troubled skin, acne? With Proactiv, you can heal your acne and help prevent new breakouts. Right now, in this radio area, we're looking for just 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactiv works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactiv risk-free for 60 days. And you get our dermatologist's clear skin or it's free guarantee. Plus, the trial includes our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer, plus free shipping. Be one of the 50 lucky people to complete this 60-day risk-free trial. You won't see this offer in stores or on TV. It's a radio exclusive. Supplies are limited and free shipping ends soon. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-583-7671. That's 1-800-583-7671.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never play rock, paper, scissors with Edward Rock Hands or Edward Paper Hands. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is an encore presentation of the Savage Nation.
Let's see what else people believe in. Oh, you're laughable if you don't believe that global warming is real. Oh, you're just a stupid fool. Never mind all the PhDs who know that it's a hoax put out by the gangsters in the green machine industry. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, you know, drink your wine. It'll be fine. Go to your restaurants, stuff your face, dull your brain with bad wine. And we all do it. I mean, what are you going to do, wind up eating nothing? Here's a little story on food, just because I'm food obsessed. Luckily, I'm not in the San Francisco area right now. I'm out of town. You know, I'm out of time. But I found a story in the local paper. A Thai restaurant in San Francisco was shut down for health violations. Say, what does it have to do with conspiracy theories? Let me just read to you. It's in this Thai restaurant. And it's filled with liberals who, of the type, the good liberals, you know, the little scrawny beards that I hate? Not a beard, not even a trim goatee, but there's a new thing like a scrabble of hair running down from the lower lip to the chin where I can puke looking at it. They look deviant to me. Well, that's the type that goes to these restaurants and bows when they walk in and says thank you 50,000 times to the immigrants if they give him a napkin, the one with the scrabbly little piece of hair running down from his lower lip to his chin, you know, in a straight line. And where'd that beard come from? That disgusting, creepy beard. He says thank you to them 50,000 times if they give him water. Oh, thank you, thank you. May I have a napkin? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Then when he pays, he says to the immigrant, oh, thank you. He does it extra, the liberal. He bows and thanks them. They laugh at him. He has no idea he's been eating cockroach dung in his chop suey. Here is a full report of what is in the Thai restaurant where they bow. Live cockroaches on prep tables. I'm reading directly from the medical report, from the environmental health section of San Francisco. It's on the Sunset District of San Francisco. The news reporter called after they were closed, and the woman said, we clean up, we open soon. Here is the full report, which contains mention of live cockroaches on prep tables, rodent droppings next to food containers, several dead cockroaches scattered around the kitchen like peanuts in pad thai.
Would you like me to go on? Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Can I have a napkin? Oh, thank you. You come from such a superior culture, not my evil white society. Oh, thank you. One dead cockroach in gap in wall above front hand sink. Observed one dead cockroach below hand sink adjacent. Observed one live cockroach on floor next to small Kenmore refrigerator. One dead cockroach on trap below prep table. Rodent droppings on floors and shelving in back storage room. Oh, thank you. That pad thai was really good. Oh, it was so good. How do you make it? Rodent droppings observed next to food containers and utensils. So then the health inspector writes, thoroughly clean and sanitize all affected areas, and she underlines all, with a minimum 100 ppm chlorine solution. So now picture some illegal immigrant who came in on a boat from somewhere to look at 100 ppm chlorine. She's going to go and get 100 ppm chlorine. Seal all gaps and blah, blah, blah to prevent vermin entrance and harborage. Oh, yeah, that'll go over well. Oh, thank you. Thank you. May I have a glass of water, please? Oh, thank you. Would you like me to read what else was in your pad thai? Here, we'll go a little down the list here. Oh, here's another one. Number two, properly wash hands with warm water and liquid soap and dry with paper towels after any contamination occurs. Oh, thank you. Observed employee rinsing hands at hand sink without soap. What you didn't observe is what you should be observing. Observed employee using phone and touching face. Ugh. And then continue to touch food. Oh, God. Oh, thank you. May I have a napkin, please? Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you. Properly wash hands before putting on gloves. And when switching gloves and discontinue washing gloves. Why didn't she write it in Thai? What is she writing it in English for? She went to, like, probably Sacramento State. She thinks they're going to study this now and translate it into the Thai language. Maintain potentially hazardous food at 41 degrees Fahrenheit or below or above. This is all written in English. Oh, thank you. May I have some of the cockroach tofu, please? You should have no qualms about eating in restaurants where you can't see the kitchen, where illegal aliens work in the kitchen. You should have no qualms about it, because if you do, you're a racist. How dare you even suggest that third worlders don't have hygienic standards equal to that of America? And that would show you that you're a surprising crackpot right-winger. Adjust repair small... So this restaurant in San Francisco was closed. They found cockroach droppings, dead cockroaches in the food, cooked shrimp sitting on the counter, raw pork sitting on the counter, cooked pumpkin, chicken, raw pork, cooked crab meat sitting on the counter, waiting for the morons to come in with the scraggly beards running down from their lower lips to their chin, saying, can I have a glass of water, please? Oh, thank you. How about the libs who put their two hands together when they go into any Asian restaurant? They bow and put their hands in front of them. And the Asians who don't come from a culture that does that look at them like they're insane. And that's why they keep the cockroach dung hot and ready to serve them. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Tina and her husband owed big money to the IRS.
We owed over $50,000.
They were frightened out of their wits.
Oh, my gosh, it was horrible. I thought we were going to lose everything. I thought we're going to jail.
Then it happened. Tina found the expert help she and her husband so desperately needed.
These guys were awesome to work with. They stopped the IRS from putting liens on our homes and our cars, and they stopped them from freezing our bank accounts. They kept the IRS off our backs. We really can't thank them enough.
The team of professionals at Authority Tax Services helped Tina and her husband, and they can help you. Authority Tax Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau.
We saved a whole lot of money.
You too may qualify to get up to 85% or more off your tax liability or for other special programs. So take Tina's advice.
Anybody in trouble with the IRS, give them a call. These are the guys to help you.
If you owe more than $10,000, call Authority Tax Services now at 800-773-7618. Call now for your free no-obligation consultation. 800-773-7618. 800-773-7618.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
Every now and then, a great offer comes around that's just hard to believe. I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, and I want to share with you an easy way to brighten up your world. With every new System Pavers project for completion by April 30th, we'll throw in absolutely free $1,500 of our amazing energy-efficient LED landscape lighting, which will magically light up and complement your yard. Love your home again with beautiful outdoor living spaces by System Pavers. Driveways, patios, pool decks, fire pits and fireplaces, custom built-in barbecue islands, pizza ovens, water features, pergolas, and year-round green turf. And if you call right now at 877-PAVE-002, you'll get your landscape lighting, a $1,500 value, absolutely free. Don't wait for the lights to go out on this amazing offer. Call now, 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
Free lighting subject to minimum size project or with your good credit. Pay no interest for 18 months.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. And now Quicken Loans has made getting HARPed even easier with our amazing Get HARP tool right on our homepage. Log on to quickenloans.com and click on the Get HARP tool. Simply give us some basic information and how you'd like us to contact you via phone or email, and we'll let you know if you're eligible for HARP within 1 hour. Listen closely. If your current home loan is higher than 3.99%, or if your home is lost value and you're underwater, we may be able to help you get HARPed and start saving with a lower rate. Log on to quickenloans.com today and click on the Get HARP tool and find out if you're eligible. The Quicken Loans Get HARP tool. It's one more way we're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
I started asking you if you believe in some crazy conspiracy theories, such as is Obama a Muslim, and why do you believe that there's an elite society that's controlling the world? Why? I mean, it's easy to believe that. And we went into that, and somehow I got not sidetracked, but the way my mind works, it's an unfettered mind. I don't have a script, and my mind moves around. I stumbled upon a local story that wasn't related whatsoever, but it was so funny I had to do it. They shut down a restaurant in San Francisco for health violations, and it's filled with the type of guys that you see all over America now, the ones with the scraggly pieces of hair running down from the lower. I can't explain it. A beard should be a beard. A goatee. I have a goatee. But now there's a new kind of beard that certain kind of liberal men, usually liberals, wear them. It's like a thin line of hair that runs down the center of the chin, from the lower lip to the chin. I don't know where that came from. To me, it's creepy. It looks like a deviant, some kind of deviancy in the person who has that. I don't know. It's my own thing. I'm sure people look at a goatee and say the same thing. But to me, guys with that kind of beard, I don't trust them. I wouldn't shake. Let's put it this way. I wouldn't shake their hand and then, you know what I mean, touch a fork. So here's a restaurant that has 1,000 Yelp reviews, all of them happy about the restaurant, how much they love it, with smiling liberals sitting around enjoying their meal with flowers and chopsticks. And they're closed down because there's cockroaches on prep tables, rodent droppings next to food containers, dead cockroaches scattered about the kitchen, looking like peanuts and pad thai, and then other things. You just can't believe this report. So what's the point of my reading it to you? I don't know. There's a number of reasons I'm reading it to you. Because these are the people who shape San Francisco's none thought process. These are the fools who come up with the ideas that the rest of the city seems to think are so brilliant, such as a bicycle ride, for example, every last Friday of the week, they close the roads down for the morons on bicycles. Not because they want to ride a bike, but because they want to block traffic. They call it a certain name, which I've forgotten. No, I'm a bike rider, but they do it to clog up people who work for a living, for example. And then you read that you see them in these restaurants. They bow to the owners because they're Asian. They do. You don't know how these white liberals are. They assume every culture is superior to theirs, and they're laughed at. They're taken advantage of. It ties right into illegal immigration, totally, because we are importing third world modalities into this country at every level. Health, hygiene, safety, mentality. There's no assimilation anymore. As I've said to you, and I'm going to repeat it now, because I am the son of an immigrant. When people came here, they had to become Americans or wanted to become Americans. I once affectionately wrote, we've gone from a melting pot to a chamber pot in one generation. Now, maybe that's a little too crude for today's sensibilities. I'm sorry if it is, although it tells the truth. It certainly gives you the picture of what it is. Is this not a chamber pot? Can you believe the food in this restaurant? You can't believe this. They're storing the food under the sink, half-cooked food. They're storing noodles underneath the sink next to dirty mops. They're using an apron to wipe down pots and dishes. I mean, go into the report. You just won't believe it. Raw chicken, raw sausage, raw shrimp sitting next to vermin. Vermin droppings. It's enough to make you never go in a restaurant again. I mean, it's unbelievable. Well, I go in a dump myself. I mean, but they have an open kitchen, the one I go to. All it does to, in mine, it's not dirty, but the lipstick together from the goo they use. Thank God I'm out of town there. You know, there's no Asian restaurants here in Southern Florida that I could eat in. So I don't know what's wrong with me. I haven't had indigestion once this week. It's an old Buddy Hackett joke. It's actually very funny. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with me. I haven't had indigestion for a week now. I'm not used to it. I'm used to eating and having dyspepsia. That's the mark of a good meal. You know, literally holding my stomach and going, ugh. That's the sign that I ate. I haven't done it once this week. I'm having to eat like lean, horrible food here because I'm cooking it myself. The restaurants are too jammed. I want you to listen to a Colorado Democrat woman who sounds like a drug-addicted child. Talking about ammo magazines, I want you to hear carefully clip one.
Very briefly, to your last question, what's the efficacy of banning these magazine clips? I will tell you, these are ammunition. They're bullets. So the people who have those now, they're going to shoot them. And so if you ban them in the future, the number of these high-capacity magazines is going to decrease dramatically over time because the bullets will have been shot, and there won't be any more available.
This sounds just like the people in the upper east side and west side of New York. They have no idea what they're talking about, but they sort of construct a big lie, and they keep going, and then they, would you like some rat droppings with your tofu tonight in the Thai restaurant as well? Thank you. May I have a napkin? Thank you. Can I have some water in a nice greasy glass? Oh, thank you. Let me bow and put my hands together because you come from a superior culture to my disgusting American culture. Oh, thank you. Oh, you come from a culture where there are no guns. Oh, you're so superior. Oh, thank you for the tofu. That's amazing, isn't it? Isn't that amazing? So what would you like to talk about? 855-400-7282. Boca Raton, Florida. I love that rat's mouth. I used to love people didn't know what Boca Raton meant in Spanish. So where do you live? They put their nose up. They were from, like, the Bronx. I live in Boca Raton. Really? You live in rat's mouth? Nice. Steve, welcome from Boca Raton. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Mike, I want to thank you. I went out and bought a nice piece of tilapia today. I put some olive oil in a pan, fried it up with a little garlic and a little lemon, and you were talking about rat droppings and rodents crawling across the table. I want to thank you for the dinner entree.
Yeah, but come on, that's 3,000 miles away in San Francisco. You know the restaurants here are all clean.
I thought you were in South Florida.
I am, but no, the restaurant that was closed is in San Francisco. A Thai restaurant in San Francisco was closed with all of that, not here in Boca.
Well, I'm cooking at home because I can't get a better meal in Boca. I have to cook at home.
You cannot get an Asian meal down here. It's impossible. I happen to love Asian food. If I can get clean, good Asian food, I can't find it. What is that? Why is there such a lack of Asian food in South Florida? What is that about?
Good Asian food.
Yeah, I mean the real McCoy, like I get in San Francisco, where they have open kitchens. Yeah, open. I've never been in my life. I've probably been eating rat droppings in the same place for 20 years without knowing it. Which is why I'm healthy. I don't know. Maybe the human being could take rat droppings. It could be a part of the human condition. I'll never forget, just as I'm drifting around a little to have a little fun. My father, again, yes, he's dead. Yes, the story, not boring. He'd take my hand, walk me on the Lower East Side of New York when I was a little boy. I hated it. It was disgusting. The very same disgusting street he had a store on, the apartments are $3 million now. And the streets look just as disgusting as they did when I was a little boy. Garbage in the street. The only difference is now every other store is a hipster bar. And these characters with the scraggly little pieces of hair running down on their lip are all over the street. And they're all smoking cigarettes, huddling about global warming and gay marriage, I suppose. I don't know what they're talking about. But the apartments are $1 million, $2 million, $3 million on these horrible Rivington Street, Ludlow Street. Garbage everywhere. Filthy. So he walked with me with my hand, and we'd look, and there's garbage. I said, Dad, I hate it. He said, never mind, it'll make you stronger. I said, how can it make me stronger? He said, you're going to build up an immunity to diseases by being exposed to dirt. Oh, that sounds great. I mean, you take a kid, he doesn't understand that, but he was right. He said, you won't get polio. you won't get polio if I take you out in the street and make you walk in these streets and eat the food down here. Well, I don't know. That's probably not why I didn't get polio. But his theory, and it was not stupid, was that exposing a child to, germs and this and that was good for them. And many people don't understand that today, is that if you bring a child up in a hothouse, bottled water, oh, don't let your child drink tap water. Oh, no, bottled water and organic this, organic that. Make sure it's vegan, vegetarian. So the child's emaciated and has a mental collapse and needs to be put on drugs. Doesn't have enough carnitine from meat. Doesn't have sufficient protein to function. Brain isn't firing right. No B12, no B6. But he's a vegan, you see. And so therefore he's like a walking victim. But the mother's sure he's healthy, because she's protecting him from all the evils of Western civilization, including the Western diet. Well, anyway, the point is that, you know, who knows, maybe I did build up an immunity to various and sundry things because I was exposed to them. Another quick childhood story, I'll never forget it. I must have been 7, 6. He would make me go out and get lunch on my own in the streets to the restaurants. I hated it. I was afraid. They were so dirty. The people looked eerie to me. It was like a bad carnival. And he'd say, all right, go down to there was a horrible place. It's still there. Actually, it isn't. It was like a bad luncheonette. It was filthy, like this Chinese restaurant. Disgusting. The windows were fogged over. I don't know why he sent me there. So I once went for him something and for me. I was 6 years old. I hated it. I was afraid. I go in. I get the sandwiches. I bring it back. My father opens the sandwich, and he sees a fly in it. He got infuriated. He threw the sandwich back in the bag, grabbed my hand, and practically pulled me down the street to the deli. And he goes in, and he screams at the guy. He says to him, how dare you give my son a tuna fish sandwich with a fly in it? And he shows him the sandwich, and the guy looks at him in typical New York fashion. He says, well, he said, I'm sorry for mixing meat with dairy, but I didn't charge you for the meat. You talk about cynicism. This is the way it was in those days. I didn't even understand the joke, but that's what the man actually said to him. They didn't give a damn. They could care less, very much like today. But there were no inspectors in those days. There was no Bloomberg protecting us from ourselves. Those secret societies, do they control the world? Well, we've heard about the Skull and Bone Society. George Bush was a member. And we know about George Soros. We know that there are things going on that make no sense because they don't answer to the American people. We're supposed to be a participatory democracy. So now we have a thing called immigration reform, which is a lie. It means amnesty for illegal aliens. And both parties are conspiring behind the scenes in a gang-like fashion, even calling themselves the Gang of Eight, which I think is ironic. They're a gang. They're no different than the Crips and the Bloods, only they're more powerful. They're more insulated. They're not subject to federal prosecution for conspiring in a RICO fashion to jam something down our throats. And they're saying, well, we're going to... Now, Obama, by the way, the corrupt Obama is encouraging the corrupt Democrat Party to rush the immigration bill through Congress the way they rushed Obamacare. How much can this country take until it gags it back onto the administration? How much can you take of this administration? This corrupt, dictatorial... I'll stop. How much can you take of it? How much can you take of it? We know why they passed Obamacare. It was not to help the poor. It was to rape the Treasury. It was to reward his cronies. It was to set up new insurance companies. It was made only to create more and greater corruption in the medical system. It will cost 15 times more than the medical system of today with 15 times less care. We all know that. Now they want to jam 30 million illegal aliens down our throats before we can even discuss it. And they have the nerve to say it's going to help the middle class when you know it's the exact opposite. It's unbelievable to me. So it's easy to see why so many people believe in conspiracies and why liberals seem to congregate and eat in Asian restaurants with cockroach droppings in their tofu. North Korea, as you know, is an issue. I mean, you could look away. I'm trying to entertain you as well. You don't know whether the guy is, you know, just full of bluster and he's insecure and he says, you know, he's going to blow us up. I mean, they approved a nuclear strike on the United States and the basketball player in chief has said nothing. Where is he? This is a president to you?
Savage.